We are up to Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, very top of the page. We had a question of Koinim, who they serve. They serve the Eibishter, Shlucha Derachmaninu, Shlucha Deshmaininu, or they serve mankind. And the Nafkamina was, if somebody says, you know, that I don't have any benefit from you. Yeah. Mishnah clearly says I can bring you kabbonis. We're not talking about ordinary kabbonis. We're talking about kabbonis mechusari kapara, where when it comes to mechusari kapara, which means that you know you just need to be able to the last stage of your purity, that for a woman a nida or a meiledes to be able to go eat kachim again, you got to bring these particular kabbonis and lamed vavam on the top line. And for that, you don't need, as Yehuda said, you don't need das. You don't even need them their knowledge that they're doing it. So therefore, it's not like you point to me as a shlich. Says Gemara, thank you. Says Gemara, top of the page. Mosi v'Rav Simi Barab, but Rav Simi has a question. It says, it says in the Braisa, im ha'yokoyin, if the person who made a vow, Shimon said, Reuven, I don't have any benefit. I don't want you to have any benefit from me. Yizrik olav dam chatos v'dam ha'shame. This Shimon is a koyin. Is permitted to sprinkle the chatos and the asham. Now, when it comes to chatos and asham, you need to know that I'm doing it for you. You have to appoint me as a shliach. It's not like a chusari kapara. I have to be your shliach, and I'm allowed to do it. Isn't that clear that I'm not representing you? I'm representing the Eibishter. Now, why they don't ask the question from the Mishnah? The Mishnah clearly says chatos v'asham. So either didn't. Yeah, but if I'm doing it for you and I'm representing you, then how can I do it? I said, I said you should not have any benefit from me, and you are. Must be. I have a job to do. You went to the Eibishter, you want to give a carbon. The Eibishter says, this is what you're representing me, and do this, this, and this. So I'm not working for you, I'm working for the Eibishter. So either our Mishnah doesn't have it, or our Mishnah, we knew right away that the Chatas and Hashamas were not referring to a carbon somebody did in the Veda, but rather part of the Mechusari Kapar. And Gemara will answer that's right here. Dam chatosu shel metzeidah v'dam hashamah shel metzeidah. We're not talking about normal kabbonas that a person committed levedi. You're right. There you have to know what, there you have to appoint someone. You have to be aware of it. So maybe taka koin represents him and a koin couldn't do it. But here we're talking about part of mechusari kapar. The chesiv it says, zois tiye toidah sa metzeidah. This, these are the law. Remember, it says Torah, it comes to include Ben Godrul, Ben Cotton, even the guy's a cotton. If the person who's on the receiving end is a cotton, how can he appoint anybody? He can't. He said, you don't have to appoint. Tanan, the Masik says in the Mishnah, Hakoyanim Shepiglu, we're going to have more getting there. If somebody causes other people damages in a way that has exchange nikkei, it's not really noticeable. So more ruchni is I put a rodent on top of your crop and your harvested tvua and I ruin it. I made a tamei. It's called the hezek she'ena nikkei. And the question is, what's called the hezek? Not called the hezek. It's a knas, not a knas. So hakoyinim. What about the koyin? If the koyin had the wrong intentions in mind when he shechted the animal, he had a mind to eat in the wrong place, or had a mind to eat it longer than is allowable time, he ruins the animal. Hakoyinim shepiglu b'migdash mezidin. If he did it on purpose, chayovin. He has to reimburse the owner because he ruined the animal. He's a mazik. He has to reimburse the owner. Ha shaygiim turim. But if he did it by mistake, he's potter. It's a liability. It's like, you know, it comes with a job and he has a professional indemnity. He's potter. Now, but the Mishnah says, Ella shepigul and pigul, whatever he did, he did. He was able to ruin the animal for the other guy. Now, I amrit bishleim shlucha d'shmaya. If you say he works for the Eibishter, I know shepigul and pigul. If you say he works for the Eibishter, I understand why the pigul is a pigul. But if he works for the person, we had a rule already a few blot before. The person he says, if I appoint you as a shliach, I employed you as a shliach only to benefit me, not to harm me. So you came along, and I asked you, shech my animal as a coin. And if you came along and you mfagle it, you ruined it, that you're no longer my shliach. If you're no longer my shliach, then you can't be mfagle the animal. If you say that it's ours, my shliach, I might pigul a pigul, why is it pigul? Let the owner of the animal say to the koyin, shlicha shavisech, I appoint you shliach, litikuni, to help things out, not to hurt me. Now, so the Ran explained that this Gemara's question is only did it on mistake. If it did it on purpose, then we have a rule. Adam oisa dover she'ena shaloi b'maisa. If I can harm you, even though it's not mine, it's your thing, if I do a pu'ula. So if I take your animal and deliberately I want to ruin it, and I shechted it, that's an act. And because I shechted it, it's an act, I can have in mind the wrong things. But if I did it on purpose, so I'm not trying to assay your thing. I'm not trying to assay your thing. So if I work for you, well, that's as if you did it, and if you did it yourself and you ruined it, you ruined it. But if I work for the Eibishter, then I ruined the animal. The fact is, I ruined the animal because the Eibishter said that if you have the wrong thoughts in mind, this is what happens. But if I work for you, and the only reason why I'm able to destroy the animal is because I'm representing you. But the moment that I ruined it, I'm no longer representing you. Why can't you have the taina? That's it. The other Rishonim say that even if I did it on purpose, I couldn't have harmed your animal, because even though Adam Oisa Dover Shein Shalai, if you do a Maisa, here the Maisa is not what ruins it. The Shechting is not what ruined it. It's the thought that came with the Maisa. And the thought is not a Maisa. So therefore, I can't ruin it just by a thought. So Zamachlik is Rashi in the Ram. And yeah, back to the Gemara. So doesn't that prove that he works for the Abishta? If you say Shiny Gabi Pigle, no, Pigle is different. The Amar Kabbalah, the special passage, no matter who you work for, loy yechashiv loy mekomok. You shouldn't have the wrong thoughts in mind. Sound like anybody. Doesn't matter, even if it's a shliach. Even so, if you had the wrong thoughts, you ruined the animal. Gufa, let's analyze what we learned yesterday. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Hakot Tzrichin Das. We learned yesterday, everyone needs to be aware, chutz memechuse kapara, when it comes to a carbon, where it's enabling you to join the base to be able to catch him again. Even a cotton I can represent, I don't need his. I don't need him to be aware. You can bring up young children. I should be able to bring, if you, let's say, a treif by mistake, I should be able to bring a carbon for you, whether you know it or not. Since we know from Rabbi Yehuda, we learned yesterday that a person brings a carbon usher for his wife, and we don't care what kind of wife he had. We said that even though she's poor, every woman is poor because everything she owns belongs to the husband. The husband is rich, he brings a rich carbon. And we don't make a distinction what kind of wife she is. I mean, even she's a shaita. And what kind of carbon does he bring for his wife? Even a carbon chaylev. Even if she'll say, a mistake, a treif, he has to bring a carbon. The only carbon he doesn't have to bring for his wife is if she gives a donation. A carbon neder and a dove he doesn't have to give because she can bankrupt him. But any other aveda, she's compulsory to bring now a carbon. The husband has to bring in behalf, and it seems there's no distinction whether she's an intelligent woman or shaita. That means that you can represent somebody even though they have no idea what's going on. So therefore, I should be able to bring a carb, just like I can bring a carb for my child, and using that as a simile, that I can, as a basis, I say that I can go ahead and bring a carbon for anybody without the knowledge. So saying chatzis chelub, I should be bringing a carb for everybody. Alama Amar Abulaz, what about to say? Hifish chatzis chelub. If I did it, the klum is worthless. Says Gemara, you know why? Because you're wrong. Just because Rabbi Yehuda said you can bring a carbon for your wife or shaita, what kind of carbon for any kind of wife? What kind of carbon thing we're talking about here? Can't be that she did aveda. If she's a shaita in aveda, she's not chayiv a carbon because she's not liable for any averus. So unless she was well when she did the aveda, and now she became a shaita, then the din is that you cannot bring a carbon while she's a shaita. You have to wait till she's well again to be able to bring a carbon. So it's never possible. When we said before that a husband could bring carbon to his wife, obviously it's not talking about a chatas chayiv. It's talking about mechuse kapara, the same as the other ones. What kind of carbon? She's not liable. She's intelligent. Then when she came in unintelligent, if somebody ate treif, he finished carbon and he set aside a carbon. Then when she became crazy, came well again. Possible that carbon has been rejected. You got to start all over again. So you cannot bring a carbon on behalf of someone who's a fool while they're a fool. El Miyata says the Gemara, okay, let me follow this logic. Yavi Odom Pesach al Chaveroi. Okay, using this logic you said before, since we said before, that Memchusa Karipara, you can have a minor child. So you want to use that as a basis. That I can bring a carbon for anybody, Memchusari Kapara, without their knowledge. So follow the same logic in Pesach. What do we find in Pesach? Can Odom maybe al Bono Babnagatayim? You know, the dinner day, you have to nominate for a Pesach. All my children are chayv to be part of the Pesach. I can have in mind my children, even though they're only 7 or 8 years old, which means I have no idea what's going on. So you should follow that logic. I should be able to bring a current Pesach for Shmerel and Bedel, even though they have no idea what's going on. Right now, we assume it's Mahatayda on them. Alama Amar Abulazar, why did Abulazar say Hifrish Pesach al Chaveda? If you set aside a current Pesach and have a friend of mine and you didn't tell them and they didn't accept it or didn't nominate you to do it for them, Asiklum. Omar Rab Zayda, I disagree with you. Sel le beis avos lav deraisa. Even though it's a big machlekes, we hold over here that sel le beis avos, this idea that a child has to be nominated, not from the Torah, under Rabbanon. And because it's not from the Torah, under Rabbanon, that's why I can do it on behalf of my children. But where the Torah says that you have to be participate in the carbon, you have to be aware. So I cannot bring a carbon pesach on behalf of another yid. They're chayv mahatayra. They have to nominate me. They have to appoint me as their proxy to be able to do that. Umimai, how do I know that celibate obvious? There's such an opinion that says on your bun. Midit nan, we learned We had this psachim. Somebody says to his children, "Hadeini shaychid as a pesach. I'm shechting the pesach, and I'll have a mind. I'm mishiyala mekemerishin l'shalaim. Whoever comes first l'shalaim, he's the one that will be zeiche, and then he'll be zeiche on behalf of everybody else." Kivon shehechnis rishin. As soon as the first child, he had 15 children. As soon as the first child, roishay v'rubay, came into the l'shalaim head and most of his body, zocha bechelkoi. So he now acquires his chelik. Umezakes echav imay, and all his brothers are zeiche with him. If you can tell me, that celibate of us is the raisa. If you tell me it was the raisa, which means that before you even shechted it, you should have had them, and you should have had them. Over here, it happened after you shechted it. Al bisur koi, the meat is already in front of us. No, was he already shechted it to mezaklu, and now he shechted it, and this brother comes in afterwards, and now he's mezaklu the rest of the brothers. How is that going to work? The animal's dead already. It has to be done while the animal's alive. So it must be that the whole idea of children being included and being nominated under bar mitzvah is only midurabban. And therefore, it doesn't matter if the animal's really alive or not alive. The whole thing's rabban anyway. So why did he tell this to the children? Whoever comes first, I'll count him, and he'll be mezak for everybody else. If the whole thing is a waste of time. The kids were lazy. They didn't want to get out of bed. So he wanted to hurry them up. He said to them, whoever gets it first is the one who has big chus and pass on to everybody else. And Tainam Hachim, we learned also that we find that parents, in order to give incentive to their children, this is what they do. Ma'asahai was a story of Kodmu Banis Labanim. There was a story that the father said, whoever gets it first will get it. And who came first? The girls. The girls are the ones who are enthusiastic about mitzvahs, and the boys are lazy good for nothings. See, the Gemara knew then how it works. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that even though Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me, I'm allowed to set aside your truma and your maisa. Boyalu, we have an interesting question. Let's say, forget our Mishnah. A normal case. You Reuven, have a farm, you're chayiv and truma. What happens if Reuven comes along, Shimon comes along and says, you know, I'm going to do Reuven a big favor. I'm going to give truma on his behalf. I'm going to give truma on his behalf. Hatoid, and I'm going to do him a bigger favor. I'm going to use my own crop, you know, to pass truma for him. I'm going to donate part of my crop to be truma for him, and therefore the entire field is permitted to him. What a noble fellow! So what's a shaila? Of course, it's a good thing. Without him knowing. Why? No, it's mukaf. As long as I bring it over, no, it's not his pile.
So they have to be in close proximity.
Yeah, yeah, I bring it over, but he doesn't know anything I'm doing. I'm doing it on my own.
But it has to be the chayiv's whole harvest has to be together with you, doesn't it?
No, it's a big thing there. You bring it next to the field, or you bring it next to a part of it. It's enough.
Well, so even though it hasn't been harvested, but the chayiv hasn't had a chiv until it's a loy pnei abayis, is it? Can you be waiting before it's a loy pnei abayis? Can you
butter it? I was just talking about it's in a silo or something, but you have a few silos. You're going to bring it all over there. And the dinim min amukav is not ma'akiv, by the way. This is how it should be. It's the mitzvah. But if you didn't do min amukav, it's still chal. So I'm a nice guy. What's a chal shayla here? And in fact, we have a rule. Even though you didn't appoint me, let's say, and we know by truma you have to appoint someone. We learn gam atem, gam l'rabba shluchachem. But we have a concept of zechiyim etam shlichas that I can be zeich. I can be do something. I can pick up an object and say this should belong to Yehuda, and it belongs to Yehuda. Even though don't know about it, because had you known that I found $100, you'd be more than happy for me to give it to you. So therefore, it's a schus. And in fact, Tosha says here mikan. This is what we learn now. That's zechiyim etam shlichas. This is right here. Yibaylu atoydim mishalech aveda. The question is, so the daiti like me. I mean, what's a shaila? Do we say kivun dus chusalei? Because it's good for you, loit tzari das, you don't have to be aware of it, because had you known, you would have appointed me, I dilma mitzah delehi. Or do you say, look, you Reuven, the owner of the farm, you have a mitzah called truma, and I'm robbing you from your mitzah, and nichol emedah, you'd rather do your mitzah yourself, even though it costs you money. In other words, it's not a total schus, with a shachl and a shachl norech, it's not a total schus, because it's a schus with a little bit of a chayv. No, but the shaila is, when do we say schus works without your knowledge? Only if it's 100% good for you? Or even in a case where it's not 100% good for you, it's 80% good for you, but there's a little bit of something wrong here also attached to it, because I took away your mitzvah. And the famous question then in Machlekes is, what about if I give you a present, there's a concept called Soyna Matana Zichya. Every present I give you is not 100% good, because it kills you off as well, because it says every person who takes presents from other people dies a little bit every time he takes them. Soyna Matana Zichya. We'll have that in Kedushin as well. So so what happens then is, so every schus has a tinge. Some say it's only by Tamid HaChamim or leaders of the community. The Rambam writes, you want to know what the Rambam writes in this Mishnah? I'll just have to quote you something. Sorry, you just remind me. On this very Mishnah, the Rambam says, I just wrote one line here because it's a powerful Rambam. Sorry. Here. The Rambam says in this Mishnah, yeah. The Rambam says, here. Va'ani temia, it bothers me. Ma'anoshim gudolim, from the great people. She either oisam hataiva, that they're blinded by their desires. The hikhisho emes, and they deny the truth. Uposku din la'atzma, and they rule for themselves, the rabbis rule for themselves. Little schar min hadinim, that they're allowed to get paid if they sit in the Torah. The halimud, they give a share, they're allowed to get paid. The nitlu, and they hung their psak, bechevel yichav leshav, on false ropes. Yeah, I just made a comment like that. So actually, the rabbis are the ones who shouldn't be taking. Everybody else is allowed to. Okay. And I don't want to agree with the Rambam, by the way. Okay, let's continue fighting. That's a question. Says the Gemara, isn't it clear in our Mishnah? Toshma, it says in our Mishnah, Toidim is Tremoisav, that Shimon, the one who said that at Reuven, I don't want to have any benefit from me, is permitted to give Trumas, but myself, the Daita, and it says in the Tzeh, the Daita, he can give myself, the Daita, with his knowledge. What do you mean with his knowledge? Whose knowledge? What's going on here? That I go into, let's say Shimon goes into Reuven's field, takes some part of the field and gives it away as truma, or the day to the man, and with his knowledge, whose knowledge? If Shimon does it with his own knowledge, he walks into Reuven's field without telling Reuven and takes part of his field and gives it away. Man shavish shlech, then you have to make a shlech. I'm not really helping Reuven out. I'm giving his tefillah away anyway. How am I helping him out? So and Reuven never pointed me to shlech. It says gam atem that l'rabba shluchachem. So how is it supposed to be effective? Yeah, but the time is nothing when especially he's doing a mitzvah. Then it's not even a shaila. Obviously, the diet to the balakedi. The balakedi Reuven is aware of what I'm doing him, and he's happy. He points me to shliach. Hakamahanele. So how can Shimon do that? Shimon said to Reuven, I don't want you to have any benefit from me whatsoever. And lechayri you are. What's the benefit? Not that I'm giving truma. That's a mitzvah. The benefit is that I'm listening to what you asked me to do. You asked me a favor. Shimon, do me a favor. Go and give truma for me, and I did it. That in itself is a benefit. How can I do that? Shlichus Ella must be Mishaloya Shabalakedi. Must be the word that I'm taking. The Shimon is taking his own crop and he's doing it on behalf of Reuven. Or Daitim and whose knowledge Elaim would Daitim Balakedi that Reuven's aware of it. Hakamahanale. He's doing Reuven now a very big favor. What's a big favor? He just saved Reuven all this money because Shimon took from his own crop. Obviously, Reuven is totally not aware of what's going on. Shimon did it on his own, from his own volition. And therefore, Shimon is allowed to do that because what's Reuven gaining from here? He didn't appoint me to Shlech. Zechiah, even though Zechiah is Shlichas, it's one step lower. So it's not like I listened to him. He never told me to. So therefore, he doesn't have that honor. The mitzvah, I did him a favor. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not for honor. I saved him truma. We learned right before, like Chanan. This is how most of Shem learned, like Chanan, that if I pay off your debts, since it didn't come directly to you, I just prevented you from doing have to doing something that's not called giving you something. What is he clear from here? We resolved our question that I can give truma on your behalf without your knowledge. And it's chus. And if you tell me that the first guy had to know what I'm doing, then he knew that I'm the fact that he knew that in itself is already hano. You don't need das. Says no die from here. Shimon went into Reuven's field and he went into Reuven's field and took off the crop. If Reuven asked Shimon to do it, if Reuven did not ask Shimon to do it, then Shimon is not a shliach. How can he do it? If Reuven did ask Shimon to do it, the fact that Shimon listened down itself, it gives him pleasure. He's talking about like Rava's case. He makes a public announcement. Whoever wants to come into my field and take some truma on my behalf, you're more than welcome. So since he didn't appoint him directly to shliach, and if he wouldn't have done it, anyone else would have done it. So I got no satisfaction from the fact that you listened to me, because a million people would have done it as well. In other words, we didn't resolve the question. The din is when you have truma, when you give truma, you don't really have own the truma. You got to give it to a kohen. But what you do own is toivus hana. What do you mean toivus hana? If another Jew came over to you and said, "Look, do me a favor. I have a grandson, a coin. My daughter married a coin, and my grandson's a coin. I'll give you a dollar. Do you mind if you take the truma? You're giving it away anyway. It doesn't make a difference to you. Give it to my grandson. And for that, I'll give you a dollar, a token. That amount is called Teva Sana. That's what you own in the Truma. So if I have to give Truma, what do I own in the Truma? The Teva Sana. We had it in Bob Metzia. Big Machlek is if Teva Sana is considered Mammon or Naksir Mammon. But the Gemara's question is, who owns that Teva Sana? If I go ahead, Shimon goes ahead and gives Truma on behalf of Reuven, who has a Teva Sana? Shimon, because he gave the Truma? Who gets that penny, that dollar that this guy offered? Shimon, because he's giving the truma, or Reuven, who actually, it's his truma that's being made. I'm talking about the case where Shimon took Reuven's field, you know, gave a truma. We would say, Shimon offered his own fruits. If Shimon would not offer his own fruits, then there would be no truma here. So obviously Shimon is the one who's entitled to that Teva Sana. Had it not been for Reuven's field, then Shimon's paid it would never be chalois a truma. So therefore, it's really Reuven's field that Reuven is entitled to this teva sana. Okay, so Shimon is doing the act, is giving the truma, but the truma is connected to the field. You need the field for the truma. So how does it work?
So if Shimon gives it to a coin that Reuven doesn't like.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
But Reuven doesn't like.
Yeah, I guess same kind of question. But okay, Amalei, he said Amakra, there's a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, as kol you ask. It says in the pasuk, you should give Maaser as kol tua zaracha, that all the tua of zaracha sounds like. Then the pasuk says v'nosata b'kesef tzadik b'yocha. It says sounds like zaracha. Whoever actually owns the field, v'nosata, he's the one who gives. In other words, it's not the guy who gives the truma; it's the guy who owns the field who's the main participant here. He's the main giver, and therefore he's the most entitled to the Teva Sana. That's the ones we're in now. Freddy Gemara Eich, I'll ask you a question. Tell you, Mr. Moshe, this is not Mishnah. You can give Truman versus Masros of Ledaita. That even though Shimon said, Truman, I don't want you to have a benefit from me, I can give Truman on your behalf. Ledaita, it's your opinion. V'yam, Teva Sana, the Balakedi, if you can tell me that who's entitled to the Teva Sana, Reuven. Hakama Hanalei, Reuven just benefited from Shimon's act. Shimon's giving Truman to the Kayan. Okay, you tell me that Shimon didn't give anything directly to Reuven, but he did, because now Reuven will get that dollar from that Yisro, will say, hey, I have an anacle that needs Truman, and he'll, according to you, gives it to Reuven. So Reuven just got a dollar because of him. Elishimamina must be that Tevis Hanor delay. Must be that Shimon wasn't entitled to Tevis Hanor, Reuven, so Reuven didn't get any benefit from whatsoever. Amri. No. Loi Mishabalakedi, Ashabalakedi. No. You know what Shatna Mishnah is? It's talking about where Shimon went in and took from Reuven's field on Reuven's field. Uladaita, but Yilchayda, then he had to be appointed, otherwise, how can you do it? The Balakedi was appointed by the Balakedi. I was appointed by Balakedi. He the etzim inyan. He made him a shliach. That gives him satisfaction. So we already answered before. But Oymed, he said, this is what we said before, that, you know, I didn't appoint you directly as a shliach that you can say, oh, you listen to me. I don't know. I said, whoever wants to go do it can do it. So therefore, there's no raya. Toshma, come here. Hamakdish. If somebody made an animal hegdish, so he wants to be paid a hamakdish moisiv chaymel. Let's say I made an animal kodesh on behalf of, I'm Shimon, I set this animal aside, I want this animal to be holy on behalf of Reuven's carbon. Reuven needs a carbon, I'm going to do him a favor, I'm making it holy for Reuven. So there's a makdish as Shimon, and the niskadish, or the one who's going to benefit, is Reuven. Who's going to be in his chapers for carbon chattas? Who will be in his chaper? Reuven. Oh, so now the din is when I want to go to Hegdish, I want to buy back an animal, I just pay full value. But the owner, if he wants to redeem his own animal back, he pays a chaymish. Who's the owner here? The Makdish or the Nischaper? So it says like this, three dinim. This will resolve our question before. Hamakdish Moisiv Chaymish. Not that the beneficiary pays that extra penalty, but the one who made it Hegdish makes it. We don't want it to be cheap by him, you know, giving and taking back. Oh, but a mischapa is a tmura. The din is if you want to swap your animal and then hayuhu, tmurasi, your kaidish, both become kaidish, the original animal and this. Who is the one that actually the animal belongs to? The nischapa, Reuven, the one who's the beneficiary. So if Shimon goes ahead and takes another animal and says, I want to swap, nothing happens. But if Reuven, the beneficiary, says, that takes another animal, I want that to transit from animal A to animal B, then both animals now are holy. If Shimon takes from his own field, he doesn't have a Reuven. Shimon is the one who gets it, since he's the one who gives the truma. Shimon is the one who gets the benefit. And I, the pasuk before, instead of saying the emphasis v'nasata on the words zaracha, make the emphasis on the first part of the pasuk aser to aser. Whoever gives the ma'aser v'nasata, you're the one who gives. You're the main guy. Okay, we'll stop here.